Last Sunday, I began a new message series for Lent entitled Daily Discipleship. Daily Discipleship. What's a disciple? A very basic, and I'll say bland, definition is this. A disciple is one who consciously and personally commits themselves to Jesus Christ in the midst of the church. That's very general. And each week, last week was no exception, I had a worksheet, as usual. You can pull it down from my website. There's one for this week as well. There are some copies in the back. But each week, I'm going to look at a different attribute of discipleship. And here's the bad news, or maybe I should say challenging news, because it's good to be challenged. Most people who write about discipleship say the vast majority of Christians are not disciples. And I've said this before too, quoting G.K. Chesterton. G.K. Chesterton said, just because you go to church does not make you a Christian any more than standing in your garage makes you an automobile. Pow! But he's right. He's right. You know, we can be pew sitters, but not disciples. But the challenge is to become a disciple and to do what disciples do. So last week, the attribute that I talked about was the disciple knows the story. The disciple knows the story of salvation, backwards and forwards, and can sit down with someone and say, this is how the story went. And of course, it's in this book. How many of you have a Bible? How many of you read it every day? Uh-oh. But it's in here. We need to know the story. And again, people who talk about discipleship says, that's one of the most important things we need to know, the story. So that when we talk with people about our faith, it's not this kind of bland all over the place, oh, Jesus is loving, he died to save me. Well, okay, but what's the story? It begins with Genesis, creation, the fall of Adam and Eve. And it concludes with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, in between, there's a lot going on. And we need to know what went on, how things developed, what failed, what succeeded. All the bad news, the horrible stories, they're all in here. We need to have an idea what it's all about. Because that's our story. That's your story. That's my story. If we don't know it, how can we possibly expect other people to want to know about the story? And really, the story is all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ, knowing Jesus Christ. And that's the second attribute. The disciple knows Jesus Christ, has a personal, intimate relationship with Christ. All of us probably know a lot about Jesus, right? Yeah, we can say he's this, he's that. But how many of us really have that kind of a relationship where it's intimate, it's a friendship, so that when we go to other people and talk about our faith, again, it's not about theology or principles or commandments, it's about God, the Savior, who is so intimate in my life that I love to talk about him. I want to talk about him, not to force it on you, but because I'm in love. That's the story of the disciple, one who is in love with Jesus, and you only get there by developing this relationship. And as St. Jerome said, ignorance of the Bible is ignorance of Jesus. So there again, if we don't know the Bible, we don't really know Jesus. Yes, we know about him, but what about our intimate personal relationship can we talk about? That's so important. And all of us, if you have the Bible, if you have the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you can go through it and you can map out for yourself, and I would encourage you to do that, to map out 7, 8, 10, doesn't matter, steps in which you can tell the story, which all lead to Jesus and actually begin with Jesus, because he is the Alpha, the beginning. He is the Omega, the end. He's the fulfillment of our faith. There's nothing else that will fulfill us but Jesus Christ. So if we look at the scriptures today, Abraham had an intimate relationship with Jesus. Now, he didn't know Jesus by that name, But Jesus is God. God was there talking to Abraham. I mean, it shows that here is God who loves us so much that he engages with us. It's not just kind of this voice from way out there and simply sending us signals, that sort of thing, but rather God engages with us and communicates with us. And Abraham responded. Abraham was a disciple. Oh, yes, he was. He gave up his homeland to go to Canaan, as God wanted him to do. Can you imagine what that involved? But he did it. He did it because he was convinced that the promises that God gave him would be fulfilled. And so what he had to do was do what Jesus said, what God said to him. So Abraham, the founding father, so to speak, the great patriarch, was a disciple. He just didn't talk about the faith. He lived it. He acted on it each and every day. And then we get to Paul. Now you may think, and I thought it when I read it, Paul goes, be imitators of me. Be imitators of me. Talk about pride. That was the first thing. How dare you say you? Well, he could say that because he knew Jesus and Jesus knew him. So the only reason he can say be an imitator of me because he was imitating Jesus. And he's trying to pass that on to the people. And again, Paul says, look, it's not just about thinking. It's not just about saying the right thing. It's actually about living the gospel deeply each and every day. And Paul did that. He was the disciple. He gave up everything to follow the Lord. And again, there's a wonderful story. Read the epistles of Paul and read the Acts of the Apostles. What happened to him? Yeah, he was shipwrecked, he was stoned, he was left for dead, he ultimately was executed by the Romans. Wow, he was a disciple. He talked the talk, he walked the walk, he really practiced the faith. That's what disciples do. They practice the faith, they keep going to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want to get to know you more. I want to love you more. I want to fall in love with you. I know you have fallen in love with me. I want to fall in love with you. I want to know you so well that no matter what's happening in my life, I know you're with me because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And as Jesus himself says, no one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus came to show the Father, that's our destiny. But if we don't know Jesus, how can we get to the Father? Because again, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And then we have the beautiful reading of the Transfiguration. We always read it on the Feast of the Transfiguration in August, and we also read it during Lent. What's that telling us? Well, there again, it's kind of a display that God gives to Peter, James, and John of this kind of relationship that's ongoing with God and of two disciples in particular that are highlighted by that transfiguration experience. So you have Moses. He was a disciple. He was a disciple. He put up with all of these Israelites again and again who turned away from the Lord, and he had a plea to the Lord, don't kill him, blah, 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 because he wanted to be faithful to God. He was a disciple. So there he is on Mount Tabor, being shown, displayed to Peter, James, and John. Then we also have Elijah, who is the example of all the prophets and how important the prophets were. So again, if we want to tell the story that we're supposed to know, we got to include Elijah and any of the other prophets you want to include, and we've got to include Moses, key figures. So what Jesus is doing, taking them up to the mountain, he's showing how important relationship is. Relationship with those who have gone before us, but relationship with God. And what does the Father say? This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Listen to him. And we have to develop that ability to listen, which is really all about prayer, taking time to be quiet and say, Lord, your servant is listening, and just sit there. But in order to know Jesus, we have to do just what we would do with another human being if we wanted to be a friend of theirs, to get to know them. We'd have to sit with them, talk with them, enjoy things with them, be delighted with this other person, because in this case, we're talking about the Savior of the world. who came out of love for us, who suffered and died for us. Shouldn't we want to get to know him? So the disciple has this personal relationship they're constantly working at. And of course, if you listen to evangelicals, they say that's absolutely key. The Bible's key, but also having a personal relationship with God. Now, that should be something we take for granted, because if we really love God and God loves us, we want to get to know God. And we want to do what God does and what God tells us to do in order to be not just pew sitters, but disciples. So, as I said last week, I talked about the attribute of knowing the story. And in the download today, there's an opportunity to sketch out how you would tell the story. And you go through the Bible, go through the major characters, and just say it went from here, went from there, so forth and so on, right down to Jesus. And then also to ask yourself, what is my relationship with Jesus? Do I really know Jesus personally, intimately? Do I even have a desire to know Jesus? Because only in knowing Jesus can I really develop gratitude, generosity, compassion, kindness, in fact, all the things that Jesus was and did. And that's what we want to do as disciples. A disciple is a learner, a student, one who follows someone, in this case Jesus, to do better and better what Jesus did as a disciple. So, as always, we're called to hold our feet to the fire and say, yeah, I know a lot about Jesus, but I'm not sure I really know him personally. Make that your prayer. Say, Jesus, I want to know you more personally. Help me. Help me. This is one of the big helps, obviously, because really Jesus runs through it because it's his story about our story. And the more we know it, the more we're going to say, wow, you did that for me. Thank you. And to comment on it. And the more we do that, the more we're going to be hearing Christ or seeing Christ in our midst and wanting to follow him more deeply, so that our faith is not just something that's up here, but it's here and here, and it's in my hands and in my feet, in my whole body. That's what a disciple is, one who gives their entire being over to the Lord and follows him. And if you want great examples, well, you've got the people in the Bible who follow Jesus, and they'll admit, the big ones will admit, Peter, John, what do they keep, Peter and Paul, what do they keep admitting all through their ministry? I was a big sinner. I betrayed God. Now, you think they want to hush that up, but they don't. But they say that because I have been converted to the love of Christ. I love the Lord. I will do anything for the Lord because of what he has done for me. They were disciples. And we too can be disciples in exactly the same way, because even more than Peter and Paul, we have much more information and experiences. We have the experiences of the saints, so forth and so on, that we can draw upon in order to have that deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. So I encourage you to just think about that over this coming week. How would you invite people to know this best friend of yours? How would you explain your relationship with Jesus? What kind of words would you use? What kind of experiences have you had that say, oh yeah, this is something I know is about Jesus and I want to tell you about it? How would you explain your relationship to others with Jesus Christ? So that's our challenge, to be real disciples, to keep going deeper, not just to do things the way we've always done it because it's a habit, but rather to say, okay, I want to go deeper. I want to be a disciple. And then here's the important part of all of this. Disciples go out and make other disciples. That's the important thing here. It's not just so that we can say, I'm a disciple, but disciples are always discipling other people. Plenty of people in our neighborhoods who are open to discipleship, but who's going out to them and saying, you want to be a disciple? Here's the story. Here's my relationship with Jesus. Is this something that you would like to understand and experience in your own life. So we're called to be disciples. It's good work, it's hard work, but God's laid the plan and the path for us. All we have to do is follow him so that we can be the disciples God has called us to be, and then go forth and make other disciples.